My dearly beloved in Christ, today on the eighth Sunday after Pentecost, we have an interesting gospel that tells a story of a man who is called a steward. I guess we might use the word a foreman or a supervisor. But his master, the owner, is a very wealthy man. And this steward has certain responsibilities. But it says in the gospel that the master called him, or was going to call him, because he was going to get fired. This man had squandered his master's possessions, and he was about to lose his job. Now, I'm sure there are many of you, at least some of you, who know what it's like to be unemployed. Having been employed, and maybe you have responsibilities, you have a family to support, and then all of a sudden, you're without a job. Now, sadly, the man in the story acted dishonestly. Before the actual termination of his employment, he used the time that he had left to make friends by doing that which was dishonest. But the point for us here is, first of all, diligence in fulfilling our daily duties, but also, and this is not really the place to speak about it at great length, economics. And the ideal situation in a country, in a society, in the business world, would be such that someone who is doing a good job, who is faithful to his responsibilities, has a security, a certain long-standing security in his employment. We are raised, at least, we are inclined to believe that we just have the ideal situation in this country. A capitalism in our economics, and we're inclined to believe, or we're told, that this is the ideal because look at the great wealth and the great progress that we have in this country. And it is the free market that has allowed this to develop. And to some degree, to a great degree, that is true. But the flip side and the downside is that there can be in capitalism a certain cutthroat business ethic. And there are so many mergers and acquisitions and so on and so forth that there are people who have responsibilities, who have bills to pay, who have a family to support, that are all of a sudden laid off, and that, as those who've experienced it know, that brings about a tremendous hardship and sometimes great anxiety and worry about how will we meet our obligations. So I will just simply say in passing that I don't believe that we have the perfect situation economically that would be in accord with the Gospels, with Christian teaching, where people who are honest and hardworking and dependable should be able to have a security in their employment where they can meet their obligations and not have to be worrying, if I lose this job, then what? But as you know, there's a lot of turnover and a lot of changes in the workforce, in the business world, and it does lead to a lot of hardship and a lot of anxiety. But be that as it may, let us look at the reasons why this man lost his job. He wasn't someone who was terminated through no fault of his own. According to the gospel story, he had squandered his master's possessions, and so he deserved to be fired. We should make certain that we, in our daily duty, whether it be a job, working for a salary, working in the business world, or whether it be fulfilling your daily duties at home, whatever your daily duties are, we should make certain that we are responsible, that we do a good day's work for a day's wage, that we're prompt in when we're supposed to be present for employment, that we don't waste time, that we don't waste or damage unnecessarily or through our own fault the goods, the possessions of the employer or of the company. And in short, that we are diligent in doing our daily duties. You know that one of the capital sins is sloth. And sloth, also pronounced sloth, really means laziness. To quote here from My Catholic Faith, sloth is the neglect of one's duties, whether spiritual or temporal, through laziness. The rule of the universe is activity. Life and movement may be found in all of nature. The slothful man is the exception, and he, by his laziness, goes against nature. The author here quotes from the book of Proverbs, "Go to the ant, O sluggard, and consider her ways, and learn wisdom." If you've ever disturbed an anthill, you see all the ants scurrying about, trying to make repairs and so forth. And so we should learn wisdom from nature, that God has given every creature its work, its responsibilities, its activity, and the creatures fulfill those activities. And we ourselves should be diligent in fulfilling our duties. The slothful keep putting off doing anything until tomorrow, and then again tomorrow, and another tomorrow. And this tomorrow oftentimes never comes. Many complain of hard luck, but often misfortune comes from laziness. The virtues of diligence and zeal are opposed to the vice of sloth. All the capital sins have their opposite, the virtue. And we must cultivate the virtue to counteract that particular capital sin. And sloth is one that we have to be careful about, because the slothful man will find it hard to overcome that inertia, that ennui, that laziness, that laxity. But where sloth is particularly detrimental is when it comes to spiritual responsibilities. That's where we especially have to be on our guard against this tendency of human nature to be slack and to fail to fulfill duties. To quote again from My Catholic Faith, spiritual sloth is also called lukewarmness or tepidity. The lukewarm person would like to have the rewards given by God, but will not move a finger to serve him. As soon as it is necessary to exert himself, he shrinks from the effort. Great sinners have become great saints, but the lukewarm, never. Someone can be very far from serving God as he should and go through a conversion and become even a great saint. But a slothful person, when it comes to spiritual responsibilities, will find it very hard to get out of that rut. So we have to be very careful to guard against tepidity, to guard against lukewarmness. If someone has this fault, this tendency, that person must be diligent and say to himself, I need to go to confession. I need to say my prayers. Force oneself to do it. Having a schedule is a good thing to have. What time of the day do you say your rosary? If you're always putting it off till the very end of the day and then maybe you're too tired and go to bed without saying the rosary, then there's sloth coming into play. So diligence in our spiritual life is very important. Again, having a schedule helps. Having maybe a certain routine. How often do you go to confession? There's some who put it off for months. We should set a goal for ourselves, a reasonable routine. I can go to confession every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, whatever it may be, at least once a month, and then to be faithful to that routine that we have set for ourselves. Continuing here from My Catholic Faith, Holy Scripture says, and this is from the book of Apocalypse, I would that thou wert cold or hot, but because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am about to vomit thee out of my mouth. Very strong words from our Lord about how he detests lukewarmness. Sloth leads to many sins. Idleness begets vice. The lazy neglect good works. Let us then, on our part, resolve to be always diligent in whatever aspect of our lives it is, whether it be, again, your daily duty or whether it be your spiritual life. In both aspects, the temporal aspect and the spiritual aspect, we must be diligent. Guard against laziness. Now, of course, this does not mean that we should not have lawful relaxation or entertainment. This is the summer. Most people will go on a vacation or take some time for relaxation and extra rest, and human nature needs that. But we're talking about a regular habit throughout the year, throughout our lives, and that should be, the habit should be diligence, faithful fulfillment of our duties, and being good employees, being responsible with what tasks have been given to us. And above all, being diligent when it comes to our duties of our faith, our spiritual life, working out our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.